Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant, look this back, I'm down in this. You say with my boobay, tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my pay stuff. Ooh, that pussy good, won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty, won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down, we playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem, you just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke, put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Who that nigga thinking that he frontin' on women? Get the fuck off my stage, I'm the semen. Get the fuck off my dick, that ain't right. I make a play fucking up your whole life. I'm so fucking sick and tired of the Photoshop. Show me something natural like Afro on Richard Pryor. Show me something natural like ass with the stretch marks. Still a take you down right on your mama's couch in polo black. Hey, this shit way too crazy, hey. You do not amaze me, hey. I blew cool from AC, hey. Obama just paged me, hey. I don't fabricate it, hey. Most things y'all be faking, hey. I stay modest about it, hey. She elaborated, hey. This that Grey Poupon, that AV on that TED Talk. Watch my soul speak, you let the meds talk, ayy. If I kill a nigga, it won't be the alcohol, ayy. I'm the realest nigga after all, bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up,
bitch, sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down. Be
humble.
Hold up, sit down.
Be
humble.
Hold up, bitch,
sit down.
Good evening and welcome to The Code. I am your host, Sissy Miles All Day. I have my co-host on the line, Ron. What's up, dude?
What's good with you, lovely?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. I guess I don't know if it's just going to be me and you or not. I don't know. But we can get this done. It ain't no problem. Straight.
You know how we do it.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I know that Keisha Taylor is still at work. Now, she got in this seat. Now, what about the other? You got nothing. You got nothing. You got nothing.
Not nothing.
Nothing. Not nothing. That's all right. That's what we do. We come through. Other folks, I don't know what they be doing. But yeah, we here. We black on a Friday night.
What we do?
We're gonna drink. I'm gonna drink. You gonna smoke.
I'm all right.
We're gonna
I'm all right.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna say some inappropriate ass things.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, that's what we're doing tonight. Yep, that's what we're doing. So if you don't like it, oh well, too bad, too sad, sign this nigga named Brad.
Boss.
What?
I'm just saying. All right. I got a quick question for you before we set shit off.
Okay.
Nigga, 2021 is over. Where the fuck did this year go?
It went to the street. It's been
okay.
It has been for the streets the entire time. I don't know. Hell, nigga, I worked all of it.
All of it.
I worked in with the school the whole entire time. I ain't did shit but work and go to school. So I don't know where it went. It went wherever broken hearts go. Like
this nigga said, where do broken hearts go? Do they find their way home?
Listen, back to the only one.
You know what? I'm done with you. I'm done. You're the only one.
The only one.
Where my rap at?
To know that they still care. You know, I got to sit out here in the car for a little while and charge my phone. I can't find my charger for the house, so I got to sit out here for a little while longer to charge my phone. But, that's the ghetto. It's the ghetto. It's just the ghetto.
That ain't ghetto. That's called making it happen. And we as black folks are proficient in making it happen.
Man, the ghetto. The ghetto.
So, all right, so I was just listening to something, in preparation of the show.
Okay.
So I'm listening about some things about this Young Dolph dude, right?
Okay.
And one of the things that I heard that saddened me and it disgusted me partially, so Fat Joe was talking about it, and he was saying how it always happens where you're from, right?
Mm, yeah.
And he was saying how he don't know who did it or he don't know nothing like that because he's not from Memphis, but what he knows is he's probably going to die in the South Bronx, right?
Wow. Joe, thinking about like this, Joe.
So the first thing that I say is you're a fucking idiot. And the reason I say you're a fucking idiot is because off the top of your head, several people you could look at wasn't murdered home. What does that tell you? It's not about where it's at. And if it is where it's at, there are circumstances that dictate why it happened, where it happened. All that said, what disgusted me is the fact that we keep putting this negative energy into the cipher. We keep propagating this negativity, saying, oh, where you from, where you from, where you from, when it's not necessarily a where you from thing. It's a who ain't got some shit thing sometimes. It's a who is envious of you thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we put that same energy into that, what happened?
It could be anywhere. It's not necessarily just from where you're from.
Right. What that also shows me is that we are constantly thinking negatively of we. Right? So I lost my wallet today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just moved. So I moved from the hood to a little nicer community, right? And I told my lady, I said, yeah, I lost my wallet. It must have happened when I was getting out the car. I said, I probably ain't going to find it. She said, yeah, it's like that out there in Bayview. Now, where I moved from was more of the hood. So she figured that I dropped it out there in the hood, that if I drop it out there, ain't no way you go find it with them criminals out there. And in reality, I dropped it at the new place. You know what I'm saying? So, one, her assumption of where I dropped it was wrong. And two, it don't matter where the fuck you drop a wallet full of money, niggas is going to take it. I don't give a fuck if you a church, nigga. Niggas is getting you for your wallet. And they going to fucking know if they're making a good donation. That's about it. But it just killed me how we, you know what I'm saying, we always think the worst of us, You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, we got to stop doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're doing these cracking jobs for them.
Yeah, we're doing it for them.
You know what I'm saying? If everything is, oh, I know I can't do this around my hood because they go hate. Oh, I know I can't do this because of this. Oh, I know. And they don't know shit.
But they know their hood. They know the type of people that are there because they can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's probably not some stuff that they are like, oh, this is just going to happen. No, there's some shit that be, they be saying it.
What I'm saying is you also see the antithesis of that. You also see the opposite of that. You also see the thing that negates that just as much as you see that itself. But yet ain't no energy put into that. You also see like, all right, so boom. Other day, I go to Cracker Barrel, give me something to eat. I see these older gentlemen outside, and it's four of them. And one of them is taking a picture of it. So off back, you know what I'm saying, older black men, they had some army hats on, you know what I'm saying? Like, they probably maybe frat brothers or some shit like that. Gentlemen, would you like me to take a picture of all four of y'all? You know, say no more, I got you. Boom, you want your phone too? Give it to me, boom, boom, boom. Your phone too? Come on. Stand still, brothers, I'm going to get him too. You know what I'm saying? And out of deference to these older men, out of respect to them, you know what I mean? I went and I take their pictures. Made they fucking their little breakfast. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Little shit like that, it took me a minute and a half out my day. Right? I say all that to say, there's just as much shit like that happens out of goodwill as motherfuckers going and cursing somebody out at the grocery store. But it ain't an entertaining story to talk about the nigga at the Cracker Barrel who took a fucking picture. You know what I mean? But talking about the bitch and the rollers and the fucking dirty feet at the food line, that shit is an interesting story.
But she got dirty feet and she no better. You're just being a kind person. That's what you're supposed to be. Supposed to be a kind person all the time.
But yeah, but I say all that to say, you know what I'm saying, that young girl situation, that was a terrible thing. But that was some shit. That obviously, you know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers, it seemed like been after him for a minute.
You know what? Because he got his van got shot up in Charlotte during, I think it was like CIAA, it was a CIAA weekend a couple of years ago. His van got shot up. So it's just probably that they don't like to see this dude do good because he was doing good in his hood. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what the problem is. And obviously, from his personal standpoint, it's done now because he's no longer with us. But I doubt that his people are going to, you know what I'm saying, want to let this sit the way it is. So it may be some more back and forth and retaliation and this and that. It's just sad, man. It's just real sad.
Yeah, it's bad. I didn't listen to his music. My daughter did. And so she, you know, she's, you know, all in her feels about it. So.
Well, I feel sad for them youngins that's in their feels for them. And maybe this is the equivalent to Kashif dying. You know what I'm saying? I would feel a way if Frankie Beverly died. Maybe this is that equivalent.
Yeah, right.
I don't know a motherfucking Young Dolph song off the top of my head.
I can't give you not one.
Some
of my friends can. I can't give you nothing. I'm sorry. I probably have never heard his music. I don't remember.
I'm not going to go that far. I'm almost positive I've heard something he's done. I just don't know if it was him. You know what I'm saying? Because his name is too big for me not to have heard nothing of him. You know what I mean? Like, but you know how many motherfuckers I hear I don't know who the fuck they is that I'm hearing?
They all sound the same to me.
It'd be a bunch of them little niggas. I'd be like, oh, this shit is all right. Who this? Who? Ain't never heard of him. Oh,
ain't bad. Right. I hate that one. I don't know what that little person song is. I don't know.
And then the worst part is, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker, like, I remember when I was making fun of Yellow Beezy.
Who?
Yellow Beezy, right?
Who that?
And I was like, what fucking kind of name is Yellow Beezy? What the fuck kind of name is Yellow? And then motherfuckers put me up on the song he made. Oh, I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember it right now, but that was my shit. And I was like, all right. I'm going to stop making fun of him now. You know what I'm saying? I say that to say that it's fucked up because with a name like Young Dolph, I got jokes. But I can't even have the jokes because it's too soon.
Don't do it, homie.
I won't.
Okay, so we actually got a list. So you already talked about Young Dolph, right? Okay. So I actually had a list from Monday to Friday. You already hit us with Wednesday. So on Monday.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, it's a list. It's because it's been a week. This week has been a week. So Monday, we woke up. Well, I knew about it before I went to bed. But Danny Lee versus DaBaby. I don't know if you heard what that situation was. So let me brief you on it if you have not. So
please do.
Okay, so Danny Lee is a singer. You know who DaBaby is, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, so they have a baby together. They have a little girl. And so she has been living with him in Charlotte since the baby was born. You know what? Sunday night when we was meeting and my Tanya were talking. I got her name right. Good.
You did so good.
I did. I got her name right, finally. When we were talking, the baby was at the Charlotte Hornets game. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't seen nothing of it. So, in the course through the night, Tim and Danny Lee have gotten into some type of argument, and he tells her to get out his house at 3 o'clock in the morning with the baby.
Hold on. I'm confused. You was at a basketball game. Now it's 3 in the morning.
No. So, previously in the night, he was at the basketball, kicking it up. Hanging with his people, okay. Right? He was at the basketball game.
Copy.
Okay? So then, game, something pops out. And she says the reason why he was telling her to leave is because she had some plan B sent to the house. Because this nigga, all he wants to do is come in her and not pull out and be responsible. Well, I said to myself, this bitch sounds stupid. But, you know, it's not for me to determine if she's stupid or not. I mean, if she is, but anyway. So he asked her to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning. She has nowhere to go or whatever. So then this is big rigmarole come Monday morning. He done called the police on her to get her to leave. He calls her on a live feed. He calls her you just a side bitch. But I don't know how many dudes move their side bitch into their house with their new baby. So, I don't know who does this, but okay. So, the internet's in an uproar because he wants to put her out at this time in the morning with nowhere to go. Here's my thought. Both of y'all dumb as hell. Both of y'all stupid. Danny Lee, I had no respect for you when you was like light-skinned women are better than dark-skinned women. I have issues. The baby, I really have never really liked because this little nigga gets, for whatever reason, the nigga don't think there's no consequence to the bullshit he does.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you shoot the nigga in doggone broad daylight in Walmart. You say he was trying to rob you. They give you a slap on the wrist. You punch one of your fans in the face.
You know, hold on. Let's look at the way that you classified that. Right.
What?
You said that you had a reason for shooting them, and they gave you a slap on the wrist. Obviously, they also said that he had a reason for shooting. He ain't the only one that said that. The court seems like they must have agreed with him.
But he still, like, you murdered this dude.
And did he do murder a nigga time?
No.
So then they must have agreed with him that he was justified in the murder of this nigga.
But I also went along to say he has punched his fans in the face at concerts.
And I saw that motherfuckers are putting their phones in this motherfucker's face, and it surprised them, and the nigga swung. I wasn't necessarily mad at least two of them that I saw. One of them was a dude, and one was a female. The female, what, grabbed on his dick or some shit like that?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't be touching people just because I fucking make music. That don't give you the right to touch me.
But
you know what I'm saying? That don't give you the right to just put phones in my face. Oh, I got shots. I swung.
You also need to learn how to control that shit. Because you need to control it. But also,
right.
Like, there's certain shit that this little nigga just do. And I was like, yo, you acting like a typical ass Charlotte nigga. Like, y'all just are like, oh, this is why we don't fuck with niggas from Charlotte. Like, y'all don't make sense. Just don't.
And he might not be making sense. I'm not saying that what he's doing is right. I'm just saying those individual instances, all right, I kind of get it. If those are the reasons that you're upset with him, my point is that you got other reasons. And that Charlotte shit shows me that there's got to be another reason. That's it right there. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga making the hometown look bad. You know what I'm saying? I get it.
Nigga, too
close to my hometown to be doing fuck shit, what you saying?
That and I just look at it as like this. He's like, he wants to uplift black men and this, that, and the third, but you're so quick to tear a black woman down. You want us to lift you up while you tear us down?
Okay, hold on now. So hold on. One, how old is he? 25, 27, something like that.
How old that little nigga is? Hell, then that little nigga short like me.
Okay. My thing is that young motherfuckers say dumb shit sometimes, number one, okay? Number two, we are all living contradictions. You know what I'm saying? We all have, you know what I'm saying, that yin and that yang to us, that up and that down, that, you know what I'm saying, positive, negative, them polar sides to us. So I'm not, nigga, I got some shit to tell you. You are right. It has been a week. We are not going to do this right here, right now.
I
say that to say that just because you have certain, and you know this just as well as anybody else, just because you have certain actions that some people would say are immoral, doesn't mean that you are an immoral person in the least little fucking bit. And if we can take the things, if I take my immoral ways and I look at what I hold as my morality, and then I transpose that onto you and to that person, to that person, to that person, that immorality and that moral, they're going to change positions. Because what makes them immoral is different than what makes... My point is that, as an addict, can you call somebody else's addiction worse?
You know what I'm saying? As an immoral person, can you, you know what I'm saying, or a person who has immoral aspects to them, can we call somebody else's immorality worse? And the answer can be yes. The answer can be yes, because I call R. Kelly shit worse than mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not saying I got the answers. I'm just throwing out the questions to make us realize that it's levels to this shit. You know what I mean?
But these niggas be out here niggering.
These niggas be niggering because these niggas don't know no better. Told you that's why I had to move. I told you nigga shot up the house. Then the other day I'm sitting in front of the fucking garbage can. Niggas come up the hill shooting at niggas. I got to back out the fucking parking lot so I don't get shot up. I'm like, no, I got to move. I can't stay here no more. As much as I love my people and I want to be around us and I want to galvanize us, I'm not, although I may seem as if I'm a rough, tough individual nigga, me and bullets don't mix.
I know that's not wrong, right?
My body wasn't designed, them bitches.
For bullets. No, not to catch them, not to duck, not to nothing.
My name ain't Show Enough, nigga.
Not Show Enough.
I ain't catching that shit in my teeth. I ain't Show Enough.
Mm-mm. No. Show Enough ain't really catching him with his teeth. That's just the cameras.
The cameras?
Yep. The cameras.
But, yeah, so, I mean, listen, is the baby fucking up? Yes. Is he doing good? Yes. You know what I'm saying? He got that shit he had at the concert, you know what I'm saying, the festival where he was talking about, the, you know what I'm saying, the homosexuals, where they try to shut him out for a minute, me to him, cancel him. So, I mean, he fucking up. He got to get his shit right. He needs somebody to tighten him up. But
He needs somebody to come in and reconstruct his whole personality. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. Like, you can, it's definitely one of them things where you can take the nigga out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the nigga. It's one of those things. The nigga lives in Uptown Charlotte. You live nowhere near the freaking hood. You live in a freaking penthouse.
I'm
done with you. The doggone white people in your building or some shit. You ain't stopping.
Did you say the nigga name was Clarence and Clarence has two parents?
Hey, yo, what? Well, Clarence has both of his parents. And you, Clarence also went to private school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just stop. Just stop with it. Just stop. And I feel
but
like
he a killer.
And I feel like we've given this little nigga too much time. Too.
And that's why I said this a long time ago. Just because you've done something don't mean you are that. Just because you killed somebody doesn't necessarily mean you're a killer. I know motherfuckers who have killed people accidentally. You know what I'm saying? I know motherfuckers. What happened?
Accidentally, okay. Like, you can have a car accident and accidentally kill someone.
Other ways than that. So I know this young boy, he was young. He had to be 14 at the time, but he was a tall 14. One of my little cousins, little man. And they had a little fight, and there was another little boy. He was short for his age. He was about 14. And just so be it, Greg was the tall dude. Just the height of Greg and the shortness of this other young boy just lined up right, so Greg stabs him in the heart and killed him. I know Greg.
Why did Greg stab him? Why did he stab him in the heart and kill him?
They were having a little altercation. Knife came out. One thing led to another. A push happened. Greg gets pushed into the little nigga, and because of his height, it went into his height. It went into his heart. And I know he didn't have no killer in him. But I'm almost sure that when he gets out of jail, because he still ain't get out, when he gets out, because they charged that mother at 4, he must have been 15. They charged him as an adult. Ain't that some bullshit? But that being said, he might be one by the time he get out. Well, he might have got out by now. That's a minute ago. Yeah, he might be out by now. Anyway, but yeah, but my point in saying all that is that this, is the baby really a killer?
No, he a little punk bitch walking around hitting people.
You know what? I'm done with you.
And we've given him, like I said, we've given him too much time. So the next one is this.
Tuesday.
This one's gonna be Tuesday. Stevie J and Faith Evans are trying to stay relevant by somehow somebody has leaked the video of them arguing, him calling her all types of bitches because Faith Evans has cheated on Stevie J. This is why they are getting a divorce. Stevie J made it seem like it's multiple Negroes that Faith has been with in his house, in his bed, while he's been gone. But my thing is, Stevie J, where you been? You ain't on nobody's tour. Where you been? Why you in the house with him?
You don't think he's a producer for people?
I don't know, but you know what? He may be, but my thing is this. Because ain't nobody came out that said, oh, Stevie J made this beat. Or what was they name back in the day? The
Head Squad.
The what?
The Hitman.
Yeah, the Hitman. Ain't nobody saying nothing about the Hitman making no song for them.
I mean,
Hitman,
maybe
CJ,
he's doing, like,
know?
Walkthroughs and shit. Maybe he's doing walkthroughs.
Walkthroughs of where?
Clubs? Get a little 5,000 of walkthroughs?
Don't nobody like the fuck want to go to the walkthrough with Stevie J. Who the fuck?
All right. Maybe doing some of the Love and Hip Hop shit.
They ain't been on Living Hip Hop in years at this point. They weren't even on this season of Atlanta or LA. You got nothing.
Maybe he's traveling around, visiting his children.
Okay, maybe.
There you go. He's traveling around visiting his children. He's trying to be a father. And face a fucking felon. For real? Family. Forget about it.
Yeah. No.
A furry feline being slung back and forth all the way to fucking Fairfax. To fucking Fresno.
So people are like, is this his payback for the stuff that he did to Mimi and Jocelyn? Because Faith has now Stevie J.
Niggas is now looking at Pac and Biggie shit a little different.
So somebody on the internet was like, yo, Faith did sleep with Tupac. Somebody on the internet was saying it. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Let's reverse it. If he was fucking multiple bitches, would she keep him?
But that's the thing. We know that's Stevie J. We know that he ain't shit. Like, you married him walking into this shit knowing this nigga ain't shit. So if you left him, we'd be like, oh, she left.
Wait. See, you're not being two-sided. Because Faith has a history, too.
Now, if she walked away, she would be the first one to walk away in the early stages of the bullshit. Because the rest of them bitches, they stayed and stayed and stayed, and they got, now they looking stupid in the street.
That's because they was not giving up the monkey to no niggas. But they was like, fuck that, nigga. I need my monkey maintenance by one of these young niggas.
And she probably was.
She got one of them young niggas. She probably bought through it, you know what I'm saying? A half ounce, you know what I mean? Some fucking Tito's. And you know what I'm saying? She sent the children to fucking Miss Wallace's house for the weekend. Or CJ was at his boyfriend's house. And he's gay?
I
don't know. Part of me if he's not. My bad.
I don't know.
But I mean, that's neither here nor there, whether the young man likes, you know what I'm saying? Tootie box, or you know what I'm saying?
Ain't got nothing to do with this bullshit we say. Ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right. Nothing to do with it. All I'm saying is,
but
something she's sending them. And wait. Do they got children?
No, they don't have any children together.
Okay, good.
No. Good. Right. Right. No, we're good. They all don't need to have no kids.
Because I remember me and Taylor was having this conversation about who was worth more.
Between
DJ,
I don't remember.
So she was like, why would she get involved with him? Why would she get involved? I said, whoa. CBJ was worth more than her. Now, she may have access to a little more money because she's tapped into the Christopher Wallace, you know what I'm saying, paper for his estate. To her children.
So
she may be.
So CBJ's net worth is $5 million. Okay.
Right.
Let's see what state agency is. He's worth more
than
her. She's only worth $3
million. You know what I'm saying? So he's worth more than her, but she may be tapped in because that Christopher Wallace estate is partially her son's. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's actually the breadwinner in the situation, in the whole thing. And didn't they just drop an album?
No.
Didn't
someone
drop an
so.
Album, a song or some shit? They know they did a song. They didn't drop an album. My bad.
I didn't.
Yeah, I go with my, you know what I'm saying? Fake news.
I don't know. And I know. It's not mine. They're not my people.
All right, so that was Tuesday, right?
Oh, that was, and you already talked about Wednesday. So,
all right, no, but that was me. Now, you touched on Wednesday. Your thoughts about it.
No, what about the? I already told you my thoughts about it. Like, I really don't know the young man's music. I don't, like, I can't feel the way that my daughter feels about him. But like I said, he was doing good things in the community outside of music. So, him, like, and the way that people are looking at it, they're like, this is a setup because y'all knew where he was. What he was going to do, and they feel like either the dude who owns the record label had him set up, or a cousin or somebody had him set up. Somebody set his ass up, and that's how they feel. I'm sorry that brother lost his life because he clearly had a wife and two kids, and right. Like, and they're young. They're young kids. They're not, like, you know, like, teenagers. They babies. So, I feel bad for his wife and his kids. I just, I want them to. Yeah, but people make jokes. But did you ever watch First 48 Memphis?
I've seen it before.
You remember the lady is a Caroline Mason?
Can't say I remember nothing in particular about it though.
Okay, well there was a lady who was on there who always solved the crime for the First 48. They like she needed to get on the case and they need to find these niggas like quick.
I'm done.
Why are you done? He was good at it.
Well, if that's the case, they might as well get fucking John Walsh and Dog the fucking Bounty Hunter too, nigga.
No, you have to realize that she's a homicide detective.
Yeah, they looking for John Walsh. Dog said done caught more motherfuckers than she did.
But John Walsh, he don't even do stuff no more. Caroline Mason.
That ain't got a little show. He got a little dog said infomercial show.
Infomercial show?
He got a little. What are them shit? They come on like PBS or some shit. Some little bootleg channel or something.
Some shit that I'm not watching.
Right. The nigga come on like 3 in the morning or some shit or like fucking ID channel or some shit like that.
No. Obviously.
I declare.
What these dummies don't realize is that one, they got you on surveillance. So there's clear pictures of your car. It's clear pictures of what you had on. They're going to find you. And I don't know if the hood is going to take hood justice or they're going to let the police take care of you. You know what I mean? Because clearly the world cared about Young Dolph in Memphis.
No, facts.
You know? So... who knows what's going to happen.
All right, so that was Wednesday.
Thursday.
Yesterday,
a video surfaces of Zach Stacy beating his ex-girlfriend while the child that they have together are in the same room. He is tossing her around. Zach Stacy, he was an NFL player. He used to play, for like the Jets or somebody.
Oh my God. As soon as he played for my team, I don't even know the nigga.
And let me see who exactly who his team was. Cause I remember
the nigga got two first names. You know you can't trust niggas with two first names, especially when one of them is a female name. You definitely can't trust that nigga then.
He used to play for the Jets. Yep. He only played for 3 years and retired. Yeah.
Yep. So he's beating his girl's ass while the baby's in the room.
Yeah.
Did they say what the did they have any idea what the woman may have done?
I'm trying to remember what she said.
Was the woman fucking face in Stevie J's bed?
No.
Oh,
all right. I want to say that he had thought that she was trying to make him look bad or something. Like it was a reason not to be beaten on nobody.
Some bullshit, but it didn't raise to the level of hands on him.
Right. Like it's some bullshit that he was talking about. But I mean, he's tossing her around like a rag doll. He threw her into the TV He threw her into the wall. Like, yeah.
This nigga ain't playing NFL no more. He can't be breaking TVs, nigga. He ain't got that paper coming in like that.
Listen, nigga ain't got nothing. He about to go to jail because they. So today, they arrested him. This nigga gets arrested in the fucking airport. Like, nigga, who is he not paying attention in the motherfucking airport?
He was trying to. What?
He wanted some Arnie Annie's,
and it wasn't no fucking Arnie Annie's, no place else but the airport. So that's why he was going there. See, y'all got it mixed up.
Listen. There's Arnie Annie's in every mall in the United States of America.
There was closer to go to the airport than it was to go to the mall. The mall was 28 minutes away. The airport was 15.
But you know you can't go into the airport without a plane ticket. You can't just go.
But it was in the it was in the part where you ain't need a ticket. You ain't have to go past TSA in that part.
First of all, they do not do that. They don't do that. When was the last time you've been in the airport where you can get food outside the terminal?
See, the reason he was at the airport, he was there because his luggage from his trip before, it didn't come. So they had told him to come pick up his luggage.
And again, what airport have you been into that the customer service is not outside of TSA?
The reason that he was at the airport, because his new girl worked there, and he was going to meet her for lunch.
Okay, so again, she would have to come outside of TSA to have said lunch, because he cannot come through security without a boarding pass.
His new girlfriend is the vice president of the airport, so she pulled some strings to get him past.
He was going to her office.
He wasn't even going to the gate.
You again? Okay, so listen.
I ain't making no excuses for that nigga.
Nigga, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody getting into that airport without some type of security clearance or border pass. Even when I go into the airport, you hear me? On a day off, and I'm going to, let's say I'm going to see my registered companion who's coming to my house, okay? I still have to have my badge and 3 different pieces of identification in order for me to get through known crew member, which is KCM, which is our security, to go meet him at his gate. So it's not like I can just walk through TSA, hey, girl, hey, and just go through. No. I got to show ID to show that I'm supposed to be here. I work here.
When he showed ID, because he was with his girl, the vice president.
No, he showed ID to try to his ass was trying to hop a flight to motherfucking Nashville. That's what he was doing, and they caught his ass.
But this is my thing, though, nigga.
What?
What the fuck is in Nashville, nigga?
I don't know. Maybe his new girlfriend was waiting on him in Nashville.
See, that nigga, you know what it was? I already see what it was. Tennessee, right? In Nashville, in Tennessee, where Ray Caruth was caught?
Yes, he was in Tennessee when he got caught.
See, that nigga was trying to go get in the trunk of a car. He had the Ray Caruth getaway plan. It ain't work for Ray neither.
But Ray was in the back. Then he should have been in the back of a car instead of on a fucking airplane.
No, but he got to go to Tennessee to get in the back of the car. And that's where the car is at. They park the cars in the trunk in Tennessee.
Just drive.
Just get it drunk and drive, nigga. Drive north. Don't go south. They're looking for niggas to go south. They know niggas like warm weather. Go north. It's going to throw them off.
Just keep going north. Don't even matter why you're stopping in Nashville.
Don't even stop. We ain't even getting no gas in the whole state of Tennessee. Go through that bitch.
Let's go through it.
All right, so what happened today on Friday?
Okay, so today, I don't know if you've been up under a hole or in a rock or whatever. So they acquitted little old Kyle Rittenhouse. He had no charges. Not guilty of any of the shit that he did, even though he was 17, underage, crossed state lines with a gun, shot two people, wounded somebody else, but he ain't guilty. Because he cried, I don't understand. So that's what we are.
Did they say why they found him not guilty?
Oh, because the judge threw out half of the fucking evidence. He dismissed the charge of underage person with firearms. Nigga, he's fucking 17. Why would you throw that out? It's not right that he did it. How did he get said AR-15? How did he get it?
What state were they in? It was Wisconsin, I think.
I think it was Wisconsin, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I was getting my nails done when that verdict came across, right? I was in the nail shop minding my own business. There's white people, there's Asian people, there's black people. And I was like, because for whatever reason, I kind of felt it. Because like I said, the doggone judge had threw out so much of the fucking evidence that he just knew he wasn't going to be charged with nothing. Like, he wasn't going to jail. But had it been one of us who did sad things, we would have been under the jail.
Person under 18 years of age who possesses or goes armed with a dangerous weapon is guilty of a Class A misdemeanor in Wisconsin.
But you didn't get that. Like, you didn't, they didn't uphold what laws they do have.
That's 948.55 in the Wisconsin legislature. And 5.5 is access to a child and all that shit, subsection this and this. Yo, these fucking possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. 948.60. Nigga, you can't even have motherfucking nunchucks or fucking brass knuckles, nigga.
Hey, but you got an AR-15 at 17.
Yo. And the person who gave this motherfucker the gun or left him access to it should have been found guilty also under the same fucking law.
And I believe it was his mama.
And I was about to say his parents, right?
Yeah. But no, that's not what's happening. That's not what's happening.
So it's funny because as you say, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and Thursday. When you got to Thursday, I had a thought. I said, I wonder what bills and laws got passed this week. You know what I mean? I wonder what, you know what I'm saying, legislation, you know what I'm saying, is up for a vote this week. And then, you know what I'm saying, I remember when you said Friday, oh, that's just a, yeah, this bullshit. You know what I mean? It's always a whole bunch of bullshit news. You know what I'm saying? Things that distract us when some bullshit happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. But that, but this nigga, man, it don't surprise me, though.
No.
We already know that, you know what I mean? These crackers will get off.
Yeah. So I guess some jovial happiness to it. So you see Cam Newton is back in North Carolina, the Carolina Panthers.
Yes, and they're playing the local team here this weekend. So if you want to put a little wager on it, we can do that.
You're the second person to ask me some shit like that. I really don't gamble. I don't do that. I'm just excited that my guy is back. And
how about this? How about this? You ready?
What?
If Carolina wins, I have to agree with anything you said.
No, we're making you do no crazy stuff. Not anything I say, don't forget it.
And if Washington wins, you have to agree to anything I say. And when I say agree to anything I say, I don't necessarily mean that, oh, you will send me a check for $8 million. I mean, just like, you know, shit on the show. Like, if I say repeat this, you have to repeat it.
I repeat myself anyway.
No. In other words, if I say, Imaj, I want you to say, my titties stink. You gotta be like, you know what? My titties stink.
No, I'm not saying that. Good. You're gonna be telling a lie because my titties don't stink. My daughter.
Yeah, you know what? I wiped underneath my left memory. And it is sure very pungent right
now. No, it's not hot. It's not hot. I ain't sweating, so no. No.
There's no sweat going on right now, sir.
Yo, nigga, how motherfuckers be musty during the wintertime? Matter of fact, that means you ain't washing your ass.
All right, you know what? Oh, excuse me. Fuck you. All right? I'm going to tell you fuck you.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why I say fuck you. I'm going to tell you why I say fuck you. Because the other day I was on call, right?
Okay.
So I get called out. All right, so I get home that night. I get off at 7. I had a little issue before I got off, so I got off at 9, right? I got home about 10-ish, 10:15-ish, something like that. Get home, feels like she wants something to eat. Boom. I didn't even get out my uniform, hop in the car. We went to IHOP. You know what I'm saying? Got the shit to go. Came back. Whoop-de-whoop. It is what it is. It's about 11-something now. Said what's up to the people outside my building. Like maybe half hour. All right, let me take my ass upstairs and go to sleep. I finally get upstairs about 12 o'clock, about midnight, I get upstairs. I get called out maybe 5 minutes from being inside. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Now I got to go from home to my job, get the truck, go handle the problem. I get to the job, the problem solved itself. Whew. Good for me. Drove back home. I was back home by 1 o'clock. All right, boom, go to sleep. Now, mind you, I worked all day. It's 1 o'clock. I'm like, damn. All right, I just hop in the shower in the morning. Know what I'm saying? It's my thought. About 4 that night, I got called out again. Boom. Get called out, work until about 7, whatever. My day starts at 8. Boom. Start my next day shift, 8 o'clock. Work all the way through the day. I got to about 4 o'clock that afternoon, and I smelt myself. I said, nigga. So mind you, the way that they got it now, we on call 2 days at a time. We used to be on call all week, but now it's just 2 days back to back. So I get off this day early because technically you can't work more than X amount of hours, whatever. So I got off at 5 o'clock this day. Got home maybe a little before 6, you know what I'm saying? Get home, hop in the shower. When I de-robed, I swear for God, I smelled like an African that just worked out in a sauna after eating a curry dinner with an Indian, and they was fucking with some Pakistani.
You was funky. You was funky.
So I say that to say it couldn't have been more than 58 degrees, 62 degrees. So it wasn't the sun that made me. It was all that activity, nigga. I was working, nigga. They had me out there earning my money. But I say all that to say that, yeah, fuck you. Sometimes niggas be funky in no point. Nigga, and when, you know, when I took my work boots off, nigga, oh, nigga.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Butt stank, feet stank, you just stank. No.
Nigga, that's a working man right there. My baby
that's
like it.
Man. Ew, no, she don't.
Yeah, that should be killing me. I'll be like, yo, let me get in the shot. She's like, no, I like how you smell. Like, no, you're fucking crazy. Get away from me. I stink. A long day at work, like, come on, man. And then also realize, like also, it's beautiful to get love when you first walk into a house, whether it be your child running up to you, daddy, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be a lady, come here, baby, give me a hug, you know what I'm saying? That's beautiful. But in the job that I have, sometimes I'm in dirt, I'm laying on the ground, I'm up in trees, you know what I'm saying, in the bushes and shit. So you can't just be hugging on a nigga, you know what I'm saying, because you don't know if I'm dirty or not, you know what I mean? So it's like, all right, let me take my clothes off. You know what I'm saying? And then when I take my clothes off, you see all this sexy chocolate. You just want to, you know what I mean? So I feel you.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
you
just, go get the shower. No. No. No.
You didn't get nobody want no dirty Hershey?
No. Go get in the shower. No. No.
Damn, nigga, shut that shit down quick. Like, no, nigga, no.
No. I like to decline all that. Go get your black ass in the shower. Soap and water. And a rag. Two of them.
You stupid. One for neck up, one for neck down.
Yeah. Two of them. Take your ass in the shower. And you'd stay in there at least 30 minutes.
You know what? There's a water shortage.
No, there ain't no goddamn water shortage.
Oh. Fuck you
ain't
in the
no
shower for 30 minutes for, nigga.
I'm washing my ass.
You in the shower. If you in the shower for 30 minutes, you doing a lot of thinking. You got problems. Talk to somebody.
First of all, that's my private time. Because in my house, it's the only motherfucking time that I can be private.
If you in the shower for 30 minutes, you got some issues or something that you hide it from. Nobody should be in the bathroom that long with water running, all that chlorine going in your motherfucking nostrils. It's not healthy in that aspect.
Well, I'm in there. If it's a day that I'm off, I'm in there for 30 minutes. If it's a day that I got to be at work, 15 times. But yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you a normal, regular washer of your ass. You know what I'm saying? And you haven't done any extra work that has exuded, you know what I'm saying, extra hormones, pheromones, fucking secretions out of your fucking pores, then a little 15-20 minute joint is sufficient. Now, if you got to do some scrubbing and some loofahing, and you got some, you know what I'm saying, scales and shit on the back of your motherfucking Achilles and your calf, then yeah, nigga, you got, you know what I'm saying, you got a 43-minute shower here. You about to have a fucking drought after you fucking shower.
Yeah. I'll take my off hours. I sure do. I wash myself multiple times, stand up
okay,
on the water and think about life. I do.
Are you a shower person or a bath person?
I am a shower person. Even though I mean, I can sit in the bathtub, but I much rather. But if I sit in the bathtub, I gotta take a shower. Does that make sense? Like I feel like I'm sitting in my dirt. You're right. Like I feel like I'm sitting in my dirt, so I need to take a shower.
So, my grandmother had the fucking best fucking thing, if you ask me. So, first off, when you get in the bathtub, put some baby oil in that bitch. All right? What that do is the baby oil go around the edge. You ain't got no ring around the toilet. I mean, ring around the fucking bathtub. But the dirt that was going out to the edge gets stuck in the baby oil. That's some old school shit that's brilliant. And then what you do is you start letting the water out before you get out. You know what I'm saying? You do your little, you know what I'm saying? That's your little, you know what I'm saying? One, two, as the water's getting out. And as it's going down, you then turn the shower on, stand up, and rinse the rest of that shit off. Know what I mean? And let it all go down at the same time. My grandmother was brilliant.
How so?
You thought I said my grandmother wasn't brilliant?
No, she was awesome. My grandmother was awesome.
Not all of them.
Mm-hmm.
No, because my daughter's going to have a child, and there's no way that her mother is ever going to be an awesome grandmother.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was me.
Grandbabies change people.
You're right.
They do.
You're right.
Because my mom is not the same person to me as she is to my daughter.
Yo, I see that with my mom's on the regular right now. Where the fuck was this patience in the fucking 80s?
Listen, where was this patience in the 90s? Because every time I did something, I got yelled at. My mama was in the military,
yelled
so she don't know nothing but how to yell. Every time she talked to us, she would yell. But her and my daughter can sit in there having a whole ass conversation, kicking, laughing. You ain't raised your voice not one time at this child.
Thank you. Where the fuck was this level of communication when I was in my teens?
Exactly. You ain't talked to me in my teenage years.
But for my mother said 39 words to me from 13 to 18.
Listen, nothing. I ain't said nothing.
Oh, shit.
You ain't prepared
and 23 me. And 23 of them 39 was on my birthday.
Dear Lord. You didn't prepare me for this shit that was going to pop off in college. You know. You know, I sit down and I have a conversation with my daughter. But the conversations they have, they like they best friends. What? When I tell you, when I'm at my parents' house and mine and I start and come home from work or something, and I be sitting there listening to them, or they be in there, they have movie nights every Saturday night. They don't ask me what movie I want to watch. They just go in there and they have their own little movie night. I'm sad.
I've come out the bathroom one time in particular. It's been a few times, but one time in particular, I'm taking a shit in the bathroom. And the way that my old house was, my daughter's room was like diagonal from the bathroom. So, you know what I'm saying? If she's sitting on her bed and she's kicking and not cognizant of her volume, you can hear her whole conversation from the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hanging with her, and she just like, kicking. I'm like, who the fuck is she talking? This little nigga. She said, "Grandma, you are a I said, grandma."
Like, they be laughing like this.
My mother ain't that. Listen, the heifer laughed at me a lot of times, and we laughed at people plenty times. But we ain't never found shit humorous just to be laughing in conversational tones before. What the fuck is that about? I was so jealous, nigga. I want my mother back. I don't like this.
Like,
you ain't talking about fucking pussy, I did.
So the grandma that I had that type of relationship with, she passed away. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have, like, my other grandma, the conversations that I have with her, I get so many damn lectures. I'm like, Grandma, I'm 40. I don't need to be lectured anymore. I've lived this life.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Grandma, I literally have lived this life. I don't need another lecture. I don't need nothing, no drugs, no alcohol. I have drugged and alcohol at this point. But I haven't drugged without alcohol. Grandma, I'm 40. If I ain't done it by now. Say what?
Wait, here's the worst part. The worst part is that my grandmother, that's like your grandmother like that, my daughter actually is old enough to have had a nice relationship with her. You know what I mean?
And so has my daughter. And she gets so,
married too. But see, so my grandmother has since passed, but it's like, this little heifer got the almost like the best of all worlds, you know what I mean? Because she got to see the woman who gave me that nurturing that my mother's given her, and that woman was able to give it to her too, so she got it from both levels. And then, of course, she get it from me in my own way. So it's like all she getting is all this love. And I was like, but no, see, no, but I ain't get all that love. Like, nah.
Right.
Nigga,
I'm gonna get some of that too. People. Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, see, now this is the shit that motherfuckers spend a half hour in the shower talking to themselves about.
Like, oh my God. Like, my grandma said, like I said, like, my grandma that I had that relationship with, like, I would go to my grandma's house. I would sit there. I would watch movies with her. I would talk to her about anything. Like, but that's the relationship my daughter has with my mom. But I'm like, but why wasn't my mother like that to me? Like, I'm
so now you ask yourself the question, do you think that your grandmother was like that with your mother?
No, I don't think so.
See what I'm saying? There's something about it.
That when it becomes a grandparent situation, they calm their nerves or something. I don't know.
So, my mother got, like, all these fucking ectomies and octomies and, you know what I'm saying? She fucking going on to see this ologist and all that shit. She got a bad diet. And I've switched my diet up and done some research and think I know a couple of things. So I try to impart these things on my mom's. But my mom's ain't listening to motherfucking word I got to say. Again, I came out her. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna listen to me. So what I do is I sick my daughter on my mother. You know what I'm saying? Because my mother ain't gonna listen to me because I'm forever her child. But my child, my mother listened to. And I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit. But at least I found a way, you know what I'm saying, through the back door to try to get my message to my mother, you know what I'm saying? So now my daughter's trying to, you know what I'm saying, breaking the wall down when I can't do it. So it's like, yo, that grandparent-grandchild dynamic, that shit is crazy, son.
Right. Right. That's crazy.
All right, I got a question for you. You ready?
Okay, I have an answer.
What is your optimal And what is your minimum accepted grandparent age?
Don't make me no grandparent until I'm 50. Or something.
So
don't
so
have it in my 40s.
At least 50.
At least 50. At least 50.
And if you had to pick an exact age, what age would you pick?
For me, myself? 65.
55. Grandmama at
55.
Nigga, now you just fucked. I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I ain't going to say nothing disrespectful about that baby girl.
Listen, I'm still at 40. I'm still young enough to still have another kid. I'm still young enough.
So you saying you want her... Who is she? 19, 20?
20.
20. She's 20 years old. You want her to go into 40? You want her to have her first child at 45? You want her to have fucking an at-risk pregnancy, her first fucking pregnancy?
Actually, matter of fact, I don't even think she going to want kids because, so, okay, sidebar. So I didn't go in the house, okay? I'm sitting in my car. I'm sitting in the front of my apartment, so I see where lights on and where lights ain't on.
All right.
This nigga just woke up.
I'm done.
I can see him sitting on the bed. This nigga just woke up.
Throw a rock at the window.
I'm sitting in my car. It's warm in here. It's cold out. But anyway... I much rather her be out of college, be in her career, and not have kids until she is ready. That's the optimal. That's why, because we're 20 years apart. She's 20, I'm 40. So if she even waited till she was 30, I'm okay with her waiting until she's 30. That's why I said 50, but I should also say if I get married between now and 50, if we get to 42, 45, she could have another sibling, and then she might not want no kids anyway.
I'm done with you and your fucking, you know what I'm saying, love under men, love under new management vagina.
What? I mean, how, does he, like, told my Tanya, sent me a reel on Instagram last night of this little baby, and I was like, oh my God, my ovaries. Because I've been thinking about it, and I was like, I think this nigga want a kid. Oh, damn, we're going to have to get married.
You baby sent my ovaries.
My ovaries, they act up. Damn.
This nigga heard her biological.
Like, miss me.
I'm done with you. I am done with you, young lady. All right. You listening?
So what about you? Same question.
What? This is 18. I would say, honestly, the way that she is, I could see her going another 10 years.
Okay.
Easily. But to be honest about the situation, once I would be able to get my shit cemented, probably shouldn't take me another 4 years. I can see myself being in grandpa mode. I can see myself, you know what I'm saying, and being able to pick up, you know what I'm saying, little man from daycare or something like that, or watching him while she's at work or finishing up a master's or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, I can see some shit like that in my life. Would I want that? No. Because of the time for her and the amount of stress on her, but I actually would probably look forward to that part of the grandfather stage of my life. I think the grandfather stage of my life will be real cool.
I mean, if I'm still flying around.
Now, mind you, we ain't even talking about Marley. Oh, Lord, we ain't even talking about Marley.
Oh, Marley, because Marley going to be somebody's auntie.
In junior high school or some dumb shit like that, right? This ain't gonna be a junior high school talking about, yeah, my niece.
Literally, I have a best friend, one of my best friends. She's in her mid-40s. She is already a grandmother of two. You know what I'm saying? And she still got two kids in high school. And her oldest is like 20. Her oldest is 28.
Then what people mean when they say they want to give their child a better life than they had, right?
Right.
But a part of me giving my child a better life than I had is me having a better life than my mom's had or my parents had. You know what I mean? And it don't necessarily have to be financial either, because I think a lot of the things that we not passing on to our children is mental. You know what I mean? Like some of these disciplinary things, some of these structural things. So, fuck my children, man. I'm trying to get this paper myself. They better not have no fucking babies. All right. So, boom. So, this throw a little loop in it right here. You hit the lotto for $20 million. Now, honestly, $20 million. After you take your one-time cash, you got $20 million. You got $20 million in your account January 1st. You really give a fuck if your child have a child or not?
Listen, I'm first. What is that? Why would I put that? What? That don't even equate. Because I still don't want to be with him. One. I'm
Whoa, wait, I understand. Would you there?
I would still want to be with him.
What do you got to do with it? I said, would you mind if your daughter had a child, if you got 20 million?
I thought you were talking about my child. I thought you were talking about me having another child. Sorry. Yes, I would still mind, because I don't want to be nobody's grandma at 40.
20 million, I'm not nobody's grandchild. I'm an employer of a nanny. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? I said $20 million specifically. I am getting a nanny. I'm not. We not doing this grandpa thing. Pop, pop. Fuck that, nigga.
We not even. I'm be honest with you, girl. You better not have no kids. Don't have
no. No, I feel you. I really don't give a fuck at that point. The reason I say I don't give a fuck, and maybe this is very shallow. Because the things that are going to be more difficult for you are going to be so mitigated because of this money. And if I could have had a child at 18 or 19 or 20, and my child been damn near 30 now, you know what I'm saying? Nigga. Life would be so much different. But that's me.
Girl, I'm telling you.
I'm going to have a couple more children.
You said what? For $20 million, you're going to have a couple more children.
I might have a couple more.
But listen, I would have a plan. I was like, buy my little house that I'm going to get. Hey, you still want this kid? Do you still want a kid at some point in your life? Like, I would look at him like, do you want a kid? Because we got this money. We can afford it and still be comfortable and some shit. We don't have to send said child to the daycare. We can get a nanny. I can still work. You can still work if you work.
A sexy Honduran nanny.
Like, we're not giving up these flight benefits. We're not going to do this.
If you don't shut the fuck up about some flight benefits, girl, if you don't shut the fuck up about the flight, nigga, then you're in that 20, nigga, you better go. All right, so what you go do with your flight benefits is you go say fuck them. You're going to, you know what I'm saying, whatever cash stock options you got, you go get those. You go buy, you know what I'm saying, a couple more, you know what I'm saying, $1,000 worth of stock. So you go be to the point where you go be a motherfucking shareholder. They go give you motherfucking flight benefits. How about that, nigga?
Listen, we don't keep, either way, guess what we doing? Guess
you
what we doing?
Not giving nobody no motherfucking peanuts with $20 million in the bank, nigga.
Oh, no. Listen. You know that some flight attendants who are part time, they only work the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's how they work.
Nigga, you are not stopping my vacation to the Maldives to give somebody a warm blanket, nigga. We got 20 fucking million.
We are going to still have these flight benefits, even if I only work 2 hours a month.
All right. Keep your little funky ass flight benefit.
Even though we got this money, yes, we got this money. We've invested it. It's growing.
Nigga ain't say
these
dental benefits. Nigga ain't say if I get fucking leukemia, so I can get, you know what I'm saying, some shit. She said flight.
I'm gonna keep my insurance too. Keep my insurance. Keep my bit. Keep my
all
the
that shit right there, I kind of get. With 20 million, nigga, Cobra, nigga.
I'm done. No. So, yeah, I've been listening.
Is 20 million fuck you money?
Say what?
Is 20 million fuck you money?
No. I don't feel like
no, it's not.
Who am I saying fuck you to?
Any fucking body you want to. Like, who does 20 million not give you the ability to say fuck you to?
I'm gonna be real honest with you. Some of these friendships, they would have to go.
Nigga.
They won't know.
Nigga.
I got the $20 million. I'ma just ghost their asses like no other. They ain't even gonna know.
They ain't even know it.
They ain't gonna be like, well, dog, what happened to her? Let's see, the fuck thing is, if you stay in North Carolina, if you win the lottery, you have to make yourself known.
Is that nigga in the third row of the fucking playoff game? That's not that nigga. That's that nigga sitting there?
No, or is she sitting on the fucking field in the Panthers game? Like, on the field. Because now they got the section where you can sit right behind the goalpost on the field. And so, everybody said, huh? You mind your business. How about them?
Thank you, please. Mind your business, please.
Mind your business. Because I'm going to be sitting right here. Right here. And then they're going to be like, well, who is that little
kid fella?
The special.
News at 11. Tune in to your local news. We got a young lady. Chuck, you're not gonna believe this one. There was a young lady on a flight from Charlotte to Richmond, it says, and her foot was stuck in somebody's ass because they said, get me my blanket, bitch. I got $3 million in the bank.
And she looked at them and said, the fuck? I got $20 million in the bank. Fuck you and your blanket. Matter of fact, guess what? We ain't got no motherfucking blankets, bitch. Be home. We don't.
Foot in ass.
And what?
Holy shit.
What?
That nigga still sitting on the bed.
Yo. Yo. go, nigga. The fuck? Like, I'm about to go in the house now. I've been in the car the whole show. Because my phone is charged enough so I can charge. I'll charge it in the morning. But, nigga. Nigga.
I'm done with you.
So
I just moved. And this is the first weekend me, Maya, and baby Marley in the new house tonight. So I'm about to. Marley probably sleep now, but we fucking. My mom's coming for Thanksgiving too, so it's gonna be all of us for the holidays.
Okay, you enjoy the holidays. We won't have a show next week, so enjoy your mama.
Okay.
And time with your family.
I'm taking her to the casino, right?
Oh, Lord.
Come on, son. I got to take mom to the casino.
Well, how fun at the casino? We about to hop off here because I done got in the house and I got to pee. So.
I ain't actually all that, nigga.
I know. Sorry. CMI.
I'm tired. All right. You the right one.
I got to go back to work. Thanks. All right, we out of here. Y'all be good. Be good, homie.
Good night, good people. Y'all stay up. She about to go, you know what I'm saying, tinkle down her left thigh because she can't get all the way to the bathroom quick enough. So she gonna be like, but she ain't going to tell nobody because she's too fucking proud to tell anybody she peed on herself on the way to the bathroom because it took so long. She got a fucking belt on that she ain't never wore before, so she can't get the belt off. Fucking belt buckle. Oh, shit, I can't get it off. What the fuck am I doing? Right down the left leg and went down to a fucking sock, maybe a stocking, some shit. I don't know. My bad. I'm wrong. I'll shut up now. Good night, people. Have a good one. Gotta go.
Good night, stupid. Holler.